With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Police in Rhode Island have a person of interest in custody after a shooting at Brown University that killed two people and wounded nine others. The incident happened yesterday afternoon in a classroom during final exams. Surveillance video shows the suspect dressed in black calmly walking away. The shooting paralyzed the campus with students sheltering in place for hours. Nine people with gunshot wounds were taken to the hospital with one in critical condition. Authorities believe the shooter used a handgun. A news conference is scheduled for more details. This past week, the National Retail Federation reported total sales up more than 4.5% over the year, excluding auto sales and gas stations. Despite that figure, the shadow of affordability clouds perceptions about the U.S. economy. Correspondent George Williams has more.
President Trump confronted affordability in a speech last week.
Democrats go out. Prices are too high. Yeah, they're too high because they caused them to be too high. But now they're coming down.
Correspondent Josh Boak says American opinion doesn't see it that way from a recent AP poll.
Only 2 in 10 say that 2026 is going to be better than 2025.
Will the Fed decision to drop its key interest rate help?
They're trying to get ahead of what they believe is a jobs market that is softening, inflation that's a little bit above target.
Former Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Renacci, now with Salem Media. George Williams, Washington.
Two gunmen have shot dead 9 people at Sydney's Bondi Beach. One gunman was fatally shot by police, and the second was arrested and is in critical condition. The shooting occurred today during an event called Chanukah by the Sea. 11 people were confirmed wounded, including 2 police officers. A massive emergency response is underway. This is SRN News. The Fellowship of Christian Athletes is celebrating. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Ministry leaders say they have distributed nearly 245,000 Bibles this year, up 25,000 from 2024. The scriptures were handed out not just in the U.S., but in scores of foreign countries. FCA tells the Christian Post that, quote, by providing scripture in multiple languages, FCA aims to make the gospel accessible and culturally relevant worldwide. The ministry first began handing out Bibles to athletes who attended camps back in 1978. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Supreme Court has declined to hear an appeal on a Texas free speech case. The decision allows local officials to remove books deemed objectionable from public libraries. The case began in 2022 when a group of state residents sued over the removal of more than a dozen books, including several that promote the LGBT lifestyle to children. This is SRN News. A discovery of early church art in Turkey.
Archaeologists in Turkey have uncovered a significant fresco of Jesus as the Good Shepherd from Anatolia's early Christian era. The painting was found in August in an underground tomb near Iznik, a town known for the Nicene Creed's adoption in AD 325. The fresco shows a youthful Roman-looking Jesus carrying a goat. Researchers say it's a rare depiction of Jesus with Roman attributes. The Good Shepherd motif symbolized protection and salvation before the cross became Christianity's universal symbol. Keith Peters, Washington.
Comedy icon Dick Van Dyke is celebrating his 100th birthday. Van Dyke hit the century mark yesterday, some 6 decades after he sang and danced with Julie Andrews and Mary Poppins and starred in his self-titled sitcom. Van Dyke said he would do 100 more years. More details, SRNNews.com.